It is a sensor. It's a piece of equipment that we affix to a hand pump, and it measures the water flow and the movement of the arm on the hand pump. And it uses cellular technology then to transfer that data via cell to a dashboard that then shows our operations and maintenance people when a water point is no longer functioning. Either the arm is not moving or the water is not flowing through the spout.
As it stands now, I understand that hand pump check-ins, that's what's being done now. So this is actually really going to help and save a lot of time for people.
That's exactly the idea. I mean, that's what we're testing. We're in a testing mode. So this is a research and development phase. We have about, at least the goal is 200 sensors. I think about 180 are currently installed. And the hypothesis is after you've installed the sensor and you have a operations and maintenance team standing by looking at a dashboard, they could see when a well fails for some reason. Based on the sensor, they pick up the phone, they confirm, you know, with a member of the local water committee. And then once it's confirmed that there's an issue, they jump in their truck and then they head out that way to fix it. Rather than, there's a couple other models. The one we're talking about is called the ambulance model. We're also, in a parallel fashion, looking at a circuit model, circuit rider model, and an ad hoc model. The circuit rider model is you train up a team of local repair folks, you know, alongside working with the government to identify and train these folks, and they ride a circuit. They just go visit village after village after village, and when they discover a broken water point, they fix it. And then we compare that with the ad hoc, where someone will pick up the phone, call the O&M team, and say, my water pump is broken. Can you help us fix it? And so what we're doing is we're comparing those three models, thinking that the very cool sensor will reduce our cost and increase our uptime. And that's what's exciting about this pilot.
What areas of Rwanda is the pilot program taking place?
It's in two areas, Ruhango, which is in the south central area, and Karungi, which is in the west area.
Who is ultimately responsible for the maintenance of the sensors? Is it the local community leaders?
The R&D period of the program. So Portland State University, working with their affiliate SweetSense, is responsible for running the research program. Portland State and SweetSense manufactures the sensor. Living Water International is responsible for providing the operations and maintenance teams, working with the water points that we had previously installed in various community contexts. Each of the water points has a water committee that's responsible for overseeing the water point, collecting small tariffs from the users to put aside some resources for the eventual maintenance and repair of that well. The circuit riders and some additional trained people through the ambulance program are identified and trained by the government and us. And so it's really a collective effort during this R&D program with Portland State, SweetSense, Living Water, and the community members and the government.
As you have pointed out, this pilot program that is taking place in Rwanda is part of your large-scale effort to provide clean water to hundreds of millions of people who lack access to it.
Well, Living Water is a 25-year-old organization, and we have water wells that we've co-developed in 23 countries, 15 in Africa, and then Haiti, Central America, and South America, and India. And so we'll take our learnings from Rwanda, and we will take the best model going forward. We believe strongly that the technology around SweetSense is the most exciting and highest probability of increasing uptime and reducing our costs, and we'll just keep moving it with our partners to larger scale.